Welcome, everybody, to tonight's class. This is the fourth in a series of on EFT. Specifically tonight, we're going to be talking about coaching and using EFT in your coaching. And I don't use EFT in my coaching, Emotional Freedom Technique, although I've been thinking about it. Sandy has used it for a while. And so I've developed a number of questions that I'm going to ask her about EFT in coaching. We will stop at different points in time for anyone if they have questions that or want to elaborate on mine. That would be wonderful. We have a couple of people on the call with us right now, but we will, as I said, we're going to be taping this so that people can listen to it afterwards. So I want to welcome all of you to the class. And I always use the abbreviation EFT. Sandy, can you again, as you had in the background to EFT and the history?
Sure. I should have looked at the data was developed, and I didn't even look. EFT was designed by Gary Craig, and it stands for the Emotional Freedom Technique. And Gary took another process called TFT and said that it's thought field therapy, and said that it was just much too complex of a method, and the training was too complex. It was only used predominantly, or should only be used really by extremely well-trained people. Gary, being an engineer, thought that there must be a way to take this process of alleviating stress or blockages to moving forward in our lives and much easier and much more simplified. So he created this process called EFT, the Emotional Freedom Technique, as an engineer, not as a therapist or a counselor or a psychologist, a psychoanalyst, but believe it or not, as an engineer.
Sandy, now, can you tell us how long you've been using EFT in coaching and maybe how many people you've coached with EFT?
I've used EFT well over 5 years. And as I've said in earlier tapes, I always say I've used it with over 250 people, and I've been saying that for at least 2 or 3 years. So my guess is I've probably used it maybe 500 folks, maybe more. I use it for everything. It's such a simple process, and when used, I teach it to kids, I teach it to teachers, I use it for coaching on a regular basis, not as a constant technique, but as a technique to teach people how to use for themselves. I'll incorporate it into my coaching, and quite often then use it for themselves when they're interested. Just for the simplicity of it, just for the ease of it, or maybe just one or two aspects to use the sore spot or to use the karate chop spot or one or two of the tapping points, just as a way to help people ease their stress or to ease their tension around a particular situation.
Sandy, in what instances would you think of, or it comes to mind that you would say with a client, when you're coaching a client, something happens